welcome to episode 37 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing that we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local and some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you guys dream, plan, get on out there. My name is Andy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents Robin, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and Sandy. We've talked before about just how special Disneyland Park is. It's the original park. Walt Disney himself walked through it, and there are a lot of differences when you compare it to Walt Disney World in Florida. This year, however, is extra special, though, because the Disneyland Park is celebrating its 60th anniversary, its Diamond Anniversary, and the entire place, from the resorts to both parks to downtown Disney, well, they're all decked out for the celebration. Elizabeth, Lindsay, Robin, and Sandy were very fortunate to visit recently and experience some of the special events taking place this year. Well, I know that they're excited to share what they saw with us, so let's get started. Tell me, you guys were all out there recently. I was quite envious. I couldn't make it.
We missed you, Andy. We did.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Nice concession. What did I miss?
Well, I don't know if you would have cried like we all did at World of Color, but...
Oh, my gosh.
I just saw Inside Out, the movie, this weekend, and I was all for Clint. So let's put it
Yeah, I think you would have teared up if... Yeah. It's...
So basically, they've added some special shows for the Diamond Celebration. There's a new fireworks show, which is very, how would you call it, Lindsay, submersive?
Unlike the traditional fireworks show where the only place, the only good place to watch it is dead center, right in front of the castle, it's kind of, there's more going on. There are things going on the buildings, and I don't want to give away too much, but there's things going on Main Street. And also, if you happen to be over by It's a Small World or over by the Rivers of America, there is more to see throughout the rest of the park as well. It's not just centrally located.
And they use pieces of the park as set pieces in ways that normally don't happen in a fireworks show. So it sort of brings some of the joy of like Fantasmic, where you have interaction and sort of live characters interacting with fireworks, which sounds terribly dangerous when you say it out loud like that. But Robin,
it's definitely one I think you need to see more than once.
Yeah, I wish we had had more time because we actually didn't get to see it as much as I would have liked to. But you know, I used to tell people go 3 nights. I think if you can get 4 nights to go, you need it to see everything because there's so much. And
well,
and there's
what are some of the other things that why 4 nights? I mean,
there's the parade. There's a new nighttime parade called Paint the Night, and it's kind of a really hyped up electrical spectrum magic kind of thing.
Well, it's an electric light parade for today. You know, with today's technology.
Yeah. Yeah, and you really,
it's
like,
the most amazing parade ever.
Lindsay was a big fan. Yeah, you know, I saw parts of it twice and saw something new each time. You know, I would not get tired of watching that. But, so you can do the parade and the fireworks at one time, but then you need a night for World of Color. And then you want a night because they've changed up Fantasmic and you can do fast passes for Fantasmic now. And so, if you miss any of that, then you've got a cushion.
Yeah.
So that's why I think 4 nights.
Safety net. I think I watched the parade like 6 or 7 times from different locations. And what's great about that is that is one of the parades you can watch from several different parts of the park. And it's just as fantastic every time you see it.
Well, we were really late getting a viewing spot when we saw it the one time that I got to see it. And so we were pretty far back. But it's so big and so bright that I actually felt like I experienced a great deal of it, even from way, way back, which I can't say about a lot of other Disney parades. I mean, some of the floats are big and other ones, but these were all lit up too.
And we could talk about the secret location we found. It's like the secret tip.
Is it the secret tip?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, there are a lot of people back there.
I don't think anybody would tell normal people to go sit there. So yeah, it's our secret tip. Well, so we ended up over in Fantasyland, basically because we couldn't get any closer. And we were by the teacups, and there's like this one stationary teacup out near, I think it's by Pinocchio.
Yeah, the gift shop.
We sat in the teacup and watched it. And you can't see the performers who are doing the walking through the parade, but you can see the big floats and stuff. So it is a good way to experience it if it's not your one and only time and you don't want to stake out, you know, a spot an hour or two ahead of time. So,
but another great tip is the second parade. First parade is just, there's so many people.
Yeah.
The second parade, better chance of decent viewing and not being 20 people back.
She's saying that as a jab to me, Andy, because I'm an old lady and I couldn't stay away from the same parade, so I made us watch the first
one. That's basically our advice on the not so Halloween party. Wait for the second parade, yes. But if we're too old, yeah. You and me, Elizabeth.
Yes.
We just need a drink at that point. Wait for the second one, but if you can hang that on. Yeah.
Because people are going to be sitting for hours and hours to watch the parade and get a good spot.
There were people literally camped out for hours. Like, they brought a blanket and they laid down and took a nap on the sidewalk. Yeah, not even kidding. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so, the crowds are.
So it took almost like on the air of like a homeless film.
Well,
yes.
What's
professional about it? Get one of the kids and like take turns with your friends.
Yeah. There's a lot of locals that go to this though. And you know, I think that's part of the, what makes it different, you know, but it makes it more crowded too. So that's another reason to go for four nights, because you will have those local crowds. So if you could go like on a weeknight or something like that, it would help.
And to be fair and full disclosure, we were there on the second weekend of the celebration. So it had just opened the weekend before. It was grad night weekend. So it was a very busy weekend that we were there. Yeah. So it may not be quite so bad as the summer pushes on where local people have seen it.
I've been there in August before though, and it gets really crowded.
So how long is the celebration running?
It's all year, 18, I think.
For a year.
Yeah.
It's the whole year. 18 months.
Yeah. 18 months? Yeah. So the end of next year. So can we talk about World of Color now?
Yeah. Oh, please. So, yeah, okay, go ahead. Elizabeth's like shaking.
So World of Color features one of my favorite people, Neil Patrick Harris. How geeky does that sound? They've actually changed World of Color. And if you've never seen World of Color before, it's done at Disney's California Adventure. And there's a water feature there that has fountains in it. So you've got sort of that Bellagio fountain effect. And they project images onto the water spray like they do in Fantasmic. So you're getting, you know, video clips and things like that. But in this case, it's become a documentary of, I don't even want to say Walt Disney's life and career, because that's what I was expecting. But really, it's more a documentary of your life. It's like,
if you are 40 something.
It's sort of everything that, and I am a Disney fan, so it's hard for me to say that a non-Disney fan wouldn't appreciate it. But as you're watching this, it's sort of like watching your life flash before your eyes and all these important moments from your childhood. Mm-hmm. And because Disney now owns Marvel and Star Wars, there's Star Wars section in it that just is, you know, with the John Williams music behind it and fireworks and water spraying.
Yeah.
It is really, really cool. I would like to use other words, but we have a family friendly show. It is so, so cool.
You can say totally awesome.
Totally awesome.
Robin,
it triggers so many emotions.
It does.
It really does.
Robin, didn't you, was sorry. Robin, weren't you like standing beside a guy with his daughter or who was it?
Oh, there was a guy in front of me and he didn't videotape much, but all of a sudden when the Star Wars part started, he had his video camera and he had his daughter in one hand and the video camera in the other. And he started taping the Star Wars part. And when it was done, and the girl had to be maybe no more than 3. And she's like, Daddy, that's your favorite. And it was so cute. He gave her a big hug. And she was so excited for him to take that. It was just so cool. I mean, just so many emotions. It was wonderful.
Yeah, I could barely see by that point.
Yeah. I was actually sobbing.
There's just the tears coming down like a waterfall. But I think it showcases something that Disney does better than anybody else is reaching out and grabbing you by your emotions and really tugging on your heartstrings.
And even for those who have heard Let It Go a million times and claim that it's the worst.
That will be me.
Yeah, I get it. I really do. But when you actually are standing there and there's like fireworks going off behind you as Elsa builds the castle and like all the music times out and you've just got these big booms as everything sort of, and they pretty much let her do the whole number. I mean, it's pretty much the whole thing. It's like you stepped into the movie and suddenly you get to be there as she sort of makes her realization and builds her castle of ice. It's really powerful. And so even if you are so sick of that song that you never want to hear it again, it will grab you by the heart and you'll be like, dang it, I am so tired of this song and yet I'm crying again.
Of course, our disclaimer should also note that we were all drinking.
That is another good thing about World of Color.
I was drinking earlier.
Whenever two or three Outlander agents are gathered together, and the alcohol.
It really only requires one of us.
Connection last year.
Yes.
Take it literally.
So if you want to see World of Color, you can get a fast pass. And you can also do it by doing one of the meals where you can have like lunch or dinner and then you get a special viewing area. I did it that way a couple of years ago and we were right in the front. So this time we were in the blue section. Is that a fast pass section?
It is. I want to say that actually might be the Carthay Circle section. I'm not positive.
But it was a good section.
It's a good section. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the Carthay Circle section. So the more expensive the restaurant, the nicer your viewing area is.
And they're really, you know, you get there right whenever the viewing area opens because you've got to go stake your spot and you're going to be sitting there for an hour. But they do keep pathways clear so you can leave and go to the bathroom or go get another beer if you need one and and come back and sneak back in just in time. And so, yeah, and then stand in front of those short people and have them go, oh, no.
Why are you standing up?
Yeah.
It is important to note that it's a standing show. I mean, you there is no seating for it. You'll be standing. So
that
can be a little rough.
And if you're in the front, you'll get wet. So, especially I think this show, you'll even get wetter than before.
Yeah.
Because it's really
a lot of water.
The water goes up so high. I don't remember it being quite so massive.
And I mentioned Neil Patrick Harris in it. He actually interacts with characters and it's sort of it's a very fun, as you would expect from him, type of show. So although he does give you history, there's nothing boring about it.
I don't remember this being very specific to the Diamond anniversary, so it probably will be around when you get.
Well, he was talking about, you know, 60 years ago, so there, you know, there was some, but you know, the park is going to be 60 years old or older for, so yeah, it might be able to stretch past that. Yeah. Who knows?
A few years. Yeah. So what else is new? For the 60th anniversary.
Well, they changed up the Matterhorn, and I got to ride it twice, and I will say, ride it at night. It's, like, really scary.
I was going to say, she says that, but she was like, it was so scary. So she's like, go ride it at night.
Yeah, that's better, though. Didn't you think so? Lindsay, with the way he was, like, stomping around and growling while you're going through the mountain, and it was so loud and intense. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was very intense, and it was scarier at night. And I think I'm glad I did it to see the new stuff, but I'm done. I'm done until they change something else on it.
Didn't need to do it again. Oh, I thought it was really good.
Also, at Haunted Mansion,
however, the hat on snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't get enough of that.
Go ahead, Lindsay. Tell us about it. Robin was going to.
Tell us about it.
Go, Robin.
At Haunted Mansion, they re-added the Hatbox Ghost. This was a character, I guess you could say, that was there when they first opened, and I don't know how long it's been gone.
Long, long time. Yeah. It was barely there. Yeah.
So I think they said it was there, but it was just not lit up.
Well,
so what is it? I've never been to Disneyland, so I've never been.
It's a ghost holding a hatbox. And there are people that were really excited because they hadn't seen it in so many years. I don't remember ever seeing it.
I think the cool thing about, well, there's several cool things about, first of all, the Hatbox Ghost always was an icon for the Haunted Mansion. He's been on t-shirts and things, but he wasn't actually visible in the Haunted Mansion. So it's sort of this mysterious, why is there merchandise that has this ghost on it and nobody knows who it is? Mm-hmm. And so there's sort of this underground movement about the Hatbox Ghost. But now that when they've redone him, they've used new technology and he actually does sort of stand out in the Haunted Mansion because his technology is so new. That you can tell, you know, like the video effect is, but basically what happens, Andy, is his head comes off his body and goes into his hat box. So you see it on his head, you see it on his body, and then you see it in his hat box.
Yeah.
Creepy, isn't it?
It's
It's a geeky thing.
That is sort of the Disney geek thing that, I mean, it seems like they brought it back strictly to make the Disney geeks really happy.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Diehards everywhere.
Yes.
Yep. Disney.
There were also some special photos. Some special photo ops all over Disney. Look, a few in Disneyland, a few in California Adventure, where they have the photo pass photographers and they would take pictures, and one of them was where you stood and you were holding a rope, and then they put it upside, they put it sideways, so it looks like you're climbing up the rope. What was one of the other ones?
That was at the Matterhorn. Yeah, there was a Grizzly Peak one.
Yeah, where it looked like you were.
And then there was a roller coaster one, the California Screamin', where it's upside down.
Yeah, it look, makes it look like you're upside down.
Yeah, so if you ever, if you're a fan of Memory Maker in Florida and you go to California and you want to do the photo pass, there's not as many photographers and stuff. It's not like
called Memory Maker there too, I think.
Oh, no. Is it now? Okay.
No, it's photo pass still, isn't it?
It is?
Yeah, I think it still is. I think Memory Maker is coming, but I think it's still popular.
So again, you know, in Florida, if you go down Main Street, there's a photo pass photographer every few steps. There, it's not like that in California. And so you have to kind of search them out, but when you find them, they will spend time with you and do a lot of different kinds of pictures, and it's a lot of fun. So you can get a lot of really good pictures, but those extra ones were really cool, and I hope they keep them around for a while because they turned out really cute. They're really good if you ham it up. I know when we were climbing the Matterhorn, I was the only one that was really bending my knees, and you guys don't look like you're climbing it as much
That's
as
right.
I.
We're lame.
I was selling it.
Mind you, it was like 100 degrees outside too.
I know, and I forced them. Oh, all Elizabeth wanted to do was sit in the shade. So I think that the person that should talk about the merchandise is Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay. What? I only bought one of everything. No, the merchandise. I don't know. I'm one of those people that go so often. I usually don't buy as much anymore. But the 60th merchandise just kind of knocked me over. It was so beautiful, and everything's all sparkly and diamonds, and you can get everything from pins to new plates for your house and pillows and
jackets.
T-shirts of every kind and mugs and just about everything. And then, of course, the beautiful Dooney & Burke 60th anniversary. If you are a purse fanatic, they are the most gorgeous things. And I, of course, had to have one.
So, Andy, you see what you missed? You could have gotten a fabulous purse.
So, Lindsay, do you carry
it? I added to my purse for that.
Do you carry it around in Washington State like you did in Disneyland?
Oh, yeah, I do. Nice. I take it everywhere. And people ask about it all the time. They're like, where did you get that purse?
I know. I can't wait to wear my jacket. I wore it one time to a thing where I knew I'd be cold inside.
I think because there's so much bling for the 60th anniversary with the diamond theme. They really went all out. So you can buy picture frames that look like diamonds, and you can buy
Little paperweight thingies and all kinds.
There's a phone case that actually lights up when your phone rings, and like it's the fireworks going off on the castle. And I had several people ask me to buy those for them and ship them around the country. So. There's a wide selection of special merchandise that should only be there during the 60th anniversary. So if you are a fanatic, this is definitely a good time to go.
Yeah.
The other thing are the special treats, throughout the park. There are a couple specialty drinks at the Carthay Circle Lounge and some other places. And then they have the, glowing diamond cubes, in your mojitos, in your non-alcoholic mojitos. and a couple other places, and the cupcake, not mention the 60th anniversary cupcake, which was it was a good cupcake, but I recommend sharing it with a friend because it's a lot.
Okay, you got my attention, special cupcake.
Do you guys have any special treats while you were there? There was a couple.
Well, I have to say, and Andy, this will interest you. I finally split off from the group, and I was like, I am going to go have a drink, get a little drinky drink over here, and you guys just do whatever you want. And so I went into Carthay Circle and just sat at the bar, and I had to wait to get in. And I do not wait to get into bars, but I really wanted to experience the bar there. And this is the restaurant that, and this isn't special for the 60th anniversary. This is the restaurant that is in the guise of the original movie theater where Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was originally screened. So, you know, a piece of Hollywood history. And inside is this very fine dining restaurant with this bar. And the bar is a throwback bar. So they make cocktails that were genuine to the era of Walt Disney, including his favorite cocktail, which I didn't try because I was being rushed out by someone. But, and your cell phone doesn't work in there. So literally you could get in there and completely lose touch. And these bartenders can make like all of this classic stuff that you just don't even see anymore from the, you know, 20s, 30s, and 40s. And it was really fun to just sit at the bar and watch these guys work. And it's a very social atmosphere. They tried to sit me with other people and I said, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. I just want to sit at the bar. So I waited for a solo seat to open up. And so that was my little special treat. You guys can have your ticker tails. I was all about the bar.
I've spent many a little afternoon hanging out in the bar. And I have to say that's one of those little hidden time wasting places to go and just really soak up the atmosphere and the drinks.
So Elizabeth likes her classic cocktails. What was the rest of you guys' favorite? Yeah, the Diamond End.
My favorite thing was World of Color, for sure. That was so phenomenal. Yeah, and we had such a good spot for it, so it made it really good.
Lindsay?
Oh, I really want to say World of Color and the fireworks show, but
you
I have to go.
Sandy
just said it. I have to say, I absolutely love the Paint the Night Parade, and I don't know if it's because I watched it so many times or, but I feel like I could watch that parade a million times and every single time see something different or see something new because of the projections and how they change and on the floats. So it's like your LEDs, but they're showing things, and it's very neat.
Okay, well, it sounds like the anniversary is well worth seeing, and I've been able to come out there with you. It sounds like you guys had a blast. Well, that's our show for this week. On behalf of Robin, Elizabeth, Lindsay, Sandy, and myself, thank you for joining us here at Outland Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.